Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This is State of Emergency.
What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Bria and Fran giving you that Friday energy on a Wednesday. This is the last show of the week. We will not have an episode on Friday or Monday. Next Monday. So that's April 9th and the 11th.
9th and 12th.
April 9th and 12th, we will not have an episode, but then we will be back and better than ever after that. We're taking a little vacation. I feel like we only do this when we get the allotted time off, like from
the office closes.
Yep. And then, so that's like around Christmas and then 4th of July, we usually have off. We've never taken episodes off. Just
Noah was
randomly.
Straight up told he had no choice but to take days off.
They were like, you got to take some time off. And then by default, that means Fran and
just,
I have to take time off.
Just means the whole Chicks in the Office team needs to take time off.
That's great, but then I guess we don't have any episodes because there's
This is the thing. Right. If we're doing it, we all got to do it. Yeah. So we're all doing it.
We'll take
a little bit of a break. And we'll be back better than ever. I know, like we said it a million times talking about this new studio, but it'll be there and
people
we'll
don't
be ready
believe
to
us
go.
Anymore. They do not believe us anymore.
Well, yeah, it's been like a month now almost. I feel like we've been talking about it.
They don't believe
before
us.
Before May, I can promise that.
Okay.
Oh, I was hoping it would be sooner.
Yeah, I would
than
say
that.
Well, when we come back from vacation.
Maybe it will be, but can't get to it.
Okay, we don't want to get before May is the right thing to say. Okay. Noah, you're right, but it is very exciting. I know we keep saying it; everyone's sick and tired of hearing it until we actually get it.
Yep.
But all good things, Fran. How are you doing on this lovely Tuesday afternoon?
That's been stuck in my head for forever. I think it's just because Joe loves Along Came Polly so much, the movie, that every time it's on TV, we put it on, and always. I just have, like, anytime you say good things, immediately in my mind, Alec Baldwin's character says good things, good things. Like, every single time I play it, it says it in my head.
All right, I got one for you.
Okay.
Along Came Polly or Couples Retreat?
Along Came Polly.
See, I'm going Couples Retreat.
No,
I like Along Came Polly.
I like Couples Retreat, but it's...
They got the same vibes.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know. I might go Couples Retreat. I'm thinking about it.
I'm thinking Island vibes. They don't have the same vibes, but they got Island vibes, romantic comedy.
Yeah.
Couples Retreat. What does Along Came Polly have on Rotten Tomatoes?
I bet you it's much higher.
Guess.
I'm going to guess. I'm going to guess 61.
I'm guessing 43.
27.
Oh my god!
Wow. They don't like comedies. Rotten Tomatoes
they
don't like romantic
comedies. The critics don't like
the
rom-coms.
51st Dates.
I feel like that'll be higher.
Let's guess.
That's got to be higher. If Along Came Polly's 27, I'm going to guess 52.
I'm going 43 again.
45.
Close. Okay.
Wow.
Let's think of one. The Heartbreak Kid.
The Heartbreak Kid
with Ben Stiller.
I know it's just not much. I wouldn't have gone there. Who's even the other person in the Heartbreak Kid?
What do you guess?
Malin Ackerman.
Oh yeah.
What do I guess for the Heartbreak Kid? Honestly, if it is higher than Couples Retreat, I'm going to be so pissed because I think the Heartbreak Kid is so overrated. I mean, people don't really talk about it, but what is it? Fucking 15%.
I'm going to go with 35.
29.
Okay.
It has 29% and Couples Retreat has 10%. Are you fucking serious?
There's not
going
to be a lot of movies below Couples Retreat.
Yeah,
like,
Couples Retreat is pretty much as low as it gets. I don't think I've ever heard of...
Couples Retreat is arguably a better movie than
rom-com
The Heartbreak
Kid. In the
I'm searching
single digits.
Top-rated comedies on Rotten Tomatoes.
I want rom-coms, though, because comedies are different.
Okay. Yeah, comedies I'm thinking The Hangover, Step Brothers,
like,
Wedding Crashers.
Comedies, you'll get some high ones. I'm talking romantic comedies.
Right.
There's not really a lot of, I feel like, critically acclaimed romantic comedies. That would be
that
high
live
up.
In the same area of Along Came Polly. The you know
right that
are
like
okay,
like what's like ten day,
Have you ever seen Wimbledon?
Yeah, I'd like that movie.
61%. That is a good movie.
That is a good movie, but it's just crazy that's higher than all these other ones.
It seems like the highest rated rom coms are all in like the '60s. But I don't see
old
that
movies.
Pretty Woman 64.
Yeah, I mean, even the classics are very are low.
Sleeping with Other People, 63.
Okay. What about, like...
Five-Year Engagement, 64. I bet all Judd Apatow's
Sleepless
are going to be, like,
Seattle. Like Sleepless in Seattle, like or...
You Got Mail.
Yeah, You Got Mail. Or what's the one with Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal?
Sleepless in Seattle, I guess.
Your reaction made me think that it's good. 70%.
Seventy-five. Wow, that's high. That's what about You Got Mail?
Can you? I'm gonna search too because why can't I think of what movie?
You Got Mail. You've got mail. Guess.
You Got Mail.
54.
67.
70.
Oh, okay. So When Harry Met Sally. That's what I wanted.
Oh, When Harry Met Sally. That's got to be
last
high
one.
Up there.
Last one.
That's when Harry the best rom-com of all time.
When Harry Met Sally, I'm going to clock it at 77.
No. That's the best rom-com of all time.
I know, but we're still good. Rotten Tomatoes
is
so low.
I'm going 82.
No, so, like, what did you say?
82.
91.
91.
Okay. One
so
more.
So then that's all. That's really what I wanted to know. I was like, which ones
like
are that high?
Of like, oh, yes. One, that's like iconic.
Right.
One
I think
more.
That's used in like film school as like the perfect romantic comedy.
The Wedding Singer.
That is not going to be
high. You don't think that one's gonna, that? You don't think that's going to be high?
Mid. I don't think so. I don't think any of Adam Sandler movies are that high.
Guess.
I'm going to guess 45.
51.
69.
Wow.
I see, you guys had me second guessing, and I felt like it was, I think The Wedding Singer is a great,
I just kind
great
of assumed
romantic
that
comedy.
If 50 First Dates was that low, that.
But The Wedding Singer is better than 50 First Dates.
Yeah.
I suppose. I personally like 50 First Dates bet more.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, 50 First Dates is newer.
I was about to say, any movie Drew Barrymore is going to be low.
What?
I don't know.
That's not true, though.
Like I'm thinking
I
movies
that's not
that
true.
I know her in, and I like her, but I just feel like they're all...
How did we get here?
I have no idea.
Fever Pitch.
How did we get here? Fever Pitch.
I have
oh,
no
you
idea.
Said good things, and I brought up Along Came Polly.
Right,
wow,
right.
That
and
just
we were
took
just
a turn.
About couples yep.
I mean, Fever Pitch has a 65, so it's like... That's pretty
Fever
high.
Pitch, it's enough. Like, people shit on Fever Pitch,
I
but Fever Pitch is a good movie.
I enjoy it.
Fever Pitch, great movie, and the people who shit on it just shit on good things.
Yeah.
They just
you
are
know
like,
what?
Oh, this is a good movie. I'm going to shit on it because I'm a Yankees fan.
Oh,
yeah.
But all Boston
that's what
people
say.
Shit on it so much.
Boston people
right.
totally
because
do.
It's, I feel like they're like,
it's
this is not
cheesy.
This
Jimmy
isn't,
Fallon playing like...
Yeah, it's
right.
cheesy.
Boston
yeah. and what,
guy doesn't make sense.
Yeah. What's the... What's... what's the Freddie Prinze Jr. Jessica Biel baseball movie? Summer...
Summer Pitch, I think. Is it?
Summer Catch.
Summer Catch.
That has... Ooh,
the opposite.
You'll like this.
Summer
guess,
Catch.
Guess what that has. I've never seen it. But.
God, I don't know if it's going to be really low or really high.
I think high.
61.
Wait, is it lower than Couples Retreat? Because you said I'd like it.
Yeah. This could be...
8?
This could be a 7%.
8.
88?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't even know why I went high. When I know that would be a movie that people would hate. But I love that movie.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
Summer
All right,
Catch,
well, I don't know
I like
how we ended up here, but Rotten Tomatoes is a scam.
Have you never seen Summer Catch?
No, but I'm not going to now.
No.
Well, actually, I mean,
it's
Couples Retreat. Yeah,
And it's also maybe one Freddie Prinze Jr., love, but mm-hmm. Jessica Biel. Jessica Biel.
You don't know who Freddie Prinze
Jr.
is?
Freddie Prinze Jr.
No, I know the
She's
name.
She's all that.
And
nope,
Freddie Prinze Jr.
Scooby-Doo. I mean, you've seen the Scooby-Doo movies.
Like live action?
Yeah, like those.
I don't think I've seen the live action.
You don't know who Freddie Prinze Jr. is?
You've never, not the ones with Sarah Michelle Gellar?
Who's
the one?
Sarah Michelle Gellar?
Who's the one?
And Freddie Prinze Jr.? They've been together for years.
Who's the one we love from Dead to Me? Not Christina Applegate.
I don't know who Sarah Michelle. I'm looking at a picture of her. I don't know who that is.
Who are you talking about?
Dead to Me. It's Christina Applegate
Why? I feel like whenever you blank on something, then automatically I blank on it,
even though
I would have known. Judy
Linda,
Greer.
Linda
Cardellini.
Yeah.
Who's Judy Greer?
Judy Greer is the best friend in every romantic comedy. She's in 13 Going on 30. She's in... Yeah.
Linda Cardellini.
Yeah.
Yes.
Linda Cardellini plays... this is, I mean, just let's talk about something else.
13 going on 30, guys.
Why am I spacing on her character's name now? Daphne? No, Freddy, Daphne,
Velma.
Velma, Jesus Christ.
13 going on 30, 65, like.
Well, that's a great movie.
Yeah.
Coming to America.
Anyway, Summer Catch is good, and I was going to say Jessica Biel. She's incredibly hot.
Did you even know that you don't even know Freddie Prinze Jr.? His dad is Freddie Prinze, who was a wildly famous comedian and highly respected, and then unfortunately died in a tragic way.
Freddie Prinze Jr., Google him?
I googled the woman, and I don't recognize her.
What? You don't even recognize her?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Buffy the Vampire? Is she Buffy?
Yes.
Oh, well, I know that, but Cruel Intentions? Looks totally different on the pictures that came up.
Do you know Cruel Intentions?
I know the name. I've never seen it.
I mean, Freddie Prinze Jr. is shocking to me. I feel like that's a pretty universal name.
Yeah.
He's in some great 90s.
I haven't seen any movies that he's in, I think. Maybe I saw the Scooby-Doo.
If you haven't seen the Scooby-Doo movies.
I'm looking up The Holiday, because The Holiday has a 49% and Love Actually has a 64%.
Yeah, no, I knew that. We've talked about that already.
Yeah.
What does She's All That have? I got two more movies and then we're ending this conversation. She's All That and then Cruel Intentions.
She's All That,
I think, is high.
Are you going to guess? Or
She's All That, I'm going to guess, is like a 42.
I'm going to guess 62.
40.
Okay, 40. Yeah, it seems like it would live in that area. Yeah. Cruel Intentions.
The first one, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm going 72.
Yeah, I think Cruel Intentions might be high. 75?
55.
Oh, wow.
Really? Interesting. I would expect it to be higher.
But maybe just because that's another one that's like a little bit of a cult following type movie. Those always are kind of like on the lower side for the critics. Okay.
All right, great conversation about
that
movies
took a
and
long
tomatoes.
Way. Yep.
No,
it's interesting to see because there's so many of those movies that you love, like that you watch. Like, you know, watch She's All That a billion times. I don't know that movie.
Oh, that's a good one. Edward Norton and Ben Stiller, and like one's a rabbi, one's a priest, and like they both love the same girl, 69%. I would recommend that.
All right, well, I good score, but can we trust them?
Yeah, yeah, it's true. Yeah, because it's like when you grow up watching like Summer Catch, I watched all the time. I was obsessed, like loved it. But it's just one of those teen 90s movies that you watch and like love when you're older and then realize like when it came out, everybody hated it.
Yeah.
Like everyone was like, this isn't a good movie. But it just takes some time. And then when you go back and watch, like it's cheesy and awesome and great.
Yeah, I feel like that's a lot of movies where you think they're so good growing up and you go back and watch them like that.
Yeah,
that wasn't it.
Yeah.
But let's get into the topics for today's episode. We have a fun episode because we got
jam-packed.
Yeah, we got three main topics. Pete Davidson is finally moving out of his mom's house in Staten Island. Kim Kardashian is officially a billionaire. And Shailene Woodley and Aaron Rodgers made their Instagram debut on Live. We also have Beat Rianne Fran trivia and a great interview with Margaret Josephs from Real Housewives of New Jersey for all of our Bravo fans out there. Yeah, we're covering it all. So let's get into it, starting off with Pete Davidson. I'm bringing sexy back. Yeah. And mother boys don't know how to act. Yeah. I think it's special what's behind your back. Yeah. So turn around and I'll pick up the slack. Yeah. Dirty babe. You see these shackles, baby, on this slave. Pete Davidson has officially moved out of his mother's house in Staten Island into his own apartment condo
in
complex.
Staten Island.
In Staten Island. Like, he's not moving out of Staten Island. Pete Davidson is Staten Island.
Yeah, the king one, I'd say.
Yeah,
nailed it. Thank you.
Oh my God, you nailed that one. What does that have on Ron? No, I'm kidding. We're not going down. We are not continuing this path.
Come on, guess.
Okay, the king of Staten Island, I think it got a... A 48%.
No, way high. But people that was like critically that. Critically acclaimed. 74.
75.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Pete Davidson, the king of Staten Island, has moved out of his mom's basement. He's got his own place now. He said it was about time. He said it's one of those things that his mother was never going to tell him to leave, so he had to go. He said that on Valentine's Day, they spent the night watching a movie and eating chocolate together, and he said, one of us has to go.
One of us
and
has got to make the move.
And I'm just picturing that go down, and that's just hilarious to me. I also think it creates the image even better for Pete Davidson of this man that we've all fallen in love with over the past few years. We're like, Pete Davidson, he's so awkward and cute and funny, and he also loves his mom.
Yeah.
Like, he just, usually it's like, when somebody won't move out of their mom's basement, it's deemed as unattractive, and it's like, oh, you live in your mom's basement, you're a troll. Pete Davidson living in his mom's basement is endearing. They're like, oh, sweet Pete Davidson. But it was about time.
And it made sense. It just fit his persona. Because not only was he living, like, yes, he was living in his mom's basement, but in a house that he bought for his mom. You know, like that. If it's another thing if he's living in his mom's basement and his mom's paying for everything and, like, he doesn't have his own money. You know, he has his own career, his own money. He bought the house and then made himself his, you know, downstairs apartment. But even in that situation, it's like, now here's the time for mom to fully enjoy the house for herself. Like, this was a gift for you. It's time that I leave the basement. Not going far. He's still on Staten Island. There's some pictures of the condo building online. Looks lovely. Has a nice terrace. He's got views of the Verrazano.
I bet Pete Davidson is gonna be like, wow, a kid in a candy shop with his new apartment, being like, my mom's not in the house anymore. I can have girls over,
I can have friends over.
He's dating Daphne from Bridgerton.
Can play music whenever
Phoebe,
I want.
Phoebe Dynevoort. They're apparently dating right now. They're trying to make long distance work. Feel like Pete Davidson's not a long distance guy. That's just the hunch I get. Feel like when he's in, he's in. But maybe the long distance keeps space.
It definitely keeps the space. And I also think long distance too pushes him even more to be like, I can't have her fly from London to come stay in my mom's basement. Like, it's one thing if the girl he's dating lives in the area and they can do other things and go to other places.
Part of that was, like, the charm of it, though. Like, oh, this guy lives in his mom's basement.
To
like,
a certain extent, but I bet Kate Beckinsale didn't want to go to, you know.
That's crazy.
Kate Beckinsale.
The same age as his mom.
Probably.
Is probably around the same age and is probably like, oh, we're going back to your mom's basement. And then when he was with Ariana Grande, I feel like they just stayed at Ariana's place.
I don't think he ever brought those people back. I bet he went to a hotel.
Oh, definitely.
Well, I'm saying, and they also live, like, I think enough of these women lived around the New York area or had places around the New York area where they never had to go back to his place. But Phoebe doesn't live here. So when she comes to visit, unless they're going to stay at a hotel, they got to go somewhere, and it can't be, he's done. It can't be his mom's basement. It's going to be his luxury condo.
I feel like the women that were going to Pete Davidson's mom's house were the women that we were not seeing in the news, right? The women that are going to Pete Davidson's house are the women that are having one night stands with Pete Davidson.
Ariana Grande. Well, I mean, at some point she probably got to that level.
Of course.
Because they were engaged, but
eventually she met his mother and went to the house, and I'm sure they had a lovely Staten Island meal and whatever. But this is good for Pete Davidson. I always like getting an update from Pete Davidson himself, you know, because a lot of the times we're just getting articles about Pete, hearsay, people, sources say. When Pete is actually saying these things himself, it always makes it more enjoyable.
Definitely, definitely. So I'm excited for him. I hope he has a fun time moving.
Should we get Pete a housewarming gift?
He's getting his own space. And what should we get him? What's your go-to housewarming gift?
Is he smoking again? I don't know. You know, you never know with Pete.
I feel like we would have to just go safe zone.
Safe bet?
Yeah, a safe gift.
I think a cool gift for Pete Davidson's new apartment would be one of those old gaming things, you know, like from an arcade.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like that fits Pete Davidson's vibe. Like an arcade, like a Pac-Man.
You're thinking
the big
giant thing that you would see in the arcade.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I was thinking like a Nintendo 64.
Imagine if that just
No.
I was thinking like a console. Like,
you know,
like
if we were
Atari or something.
If we were just acquaintances with Pete, that would be a cool gift. Like, whatever. But if we're
those things are fucking expensive.
Yeah,
I know.
If we're good, we could split it for Pete.
Yeah.
If we were good friends with Pete, we'd get him a big arcade game fucking thing that he could put in his apartment.
Right. That's a good gift.
Yeah, keep that in mind.
But who knows? Maybe
keep that in your back pocket.
Maybe he's trying to keep this place a little bit more adult.
You could still be adult and fun.
Of course, but
it's going to be like
that sounds like something he would maybe have in his mom's basement and maybe not in this new apartment.
But why not? I feel like if your apartment is decorated nice.
Yeah.
And then you have a fun little area or fun things here and there. It's not like the whole place is a fun house.
Right, right.
But you have a nice apartment and then you're like, oh my God, a Pac-Man machine. This is sick. You know?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Classy. I hope someone gets this for him.
Classy but trashy.
Yeah.
In Staten Island.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be a billionaire so fucking bad. Buy all of the things I never had. I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes, I see my name in shiny lights. Yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear. The world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kim Kardashian is officially a billionaire. I almost said Kim Kardashian West.
I know.
I almost said that, but yeah. Not the case anymore. Kim Kardashian, she's officially a billionaire. I feel like people have been waiting for this day, but who's really... I feel like it was like, when is Kim going to be a billionaire?
Right.
Because Kylie was deemed a billionaire. So this is big things. Kim has accomplished so many things
in her
life.
It's only a matter of time.
Only a matter of time. I think back to when Paris Hilton said in her documentary, and she was talking with her sister, and she said that she feels like she would never be able to take a break until she was a billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder, and I feel like they take breaks all the time. They take vacations,
yeah.
But they're never fully not working. I wonder now when you reach billionaire status, is that the case? Do you say, hey, I'm a billionaire now. I can take a step back. I can relax. Or are you like, fuck, I'm a billionaire now.
Yeah.
I can't stop. I need to go even further.
I think that there, if I had to guess, I would just think that if you do become a billionaire, there's so much pressure to stay a billionaire. You know, you're going to continue to work your ass off to stay at that level. And also, and not that they're greedy or anything, but, you know, greed's an interesting thing, mm-hmm. where it's like, you know, the more you have something, the more you're going to want it. So
yeah,
the more money they have, the more money they're just going to want to have and keep making and keep building and keep growing these businesses. And like I said, it was only a matter of time. Skims is huge. I'm sure Skims will be in stores across the world at some point. KKW Beauty, which I wonder, of course, KKW Beauty is also ginormous. She'll keep the W, huh? Probably. I don't think she has a choice.
I think you can't at this point change the entire brand.
Right. The brand is KKW
Beauty.
It's
KKW. Yeah. It doesn't say Kim Kardashian West Beauty. KKW
yeah.
Beauty. It is her kid's last name, so
yeah,
she
yeah.
has that.
Yep.
You know, it was a part of her life, so I feel like it's not so woe. I also saw that she's thinking about getting into the skincare space, which to me seems I'm trying to keep my billionaire status,
for
which of course
sure.
she's going to be, but I feel like once you hit that billionaire mark, what is that? It's like you just hit it, and then it could go either way
yeah.
or, you know, I mean, all really realistically, it's only going to go up, but
yeah.
I feel like to solidify that spot, she's going to try to get into skincare. I'm not calling myself a billionaire, but, you know, somebody who has come across some winnings the past month.
Mm.
We won the Bitcoin.
Yep.
Not the full Bitcoin. We won part of a Bitcoin for March Madness.
Yep.
Last night, I won 10K. Me and Hank won 10K, so 5K each for a bet that we did at Barstool, me and right. Hank versus Jetski and Za for the national championship. We had Baylor. They won by a lot, so we got 10K. I won $200 in scratch-offs this weekend.
Right.
I feel
Which
hot
also,
right now, and
just
I'm
to clarify,
only
Dave
more.
Just, like, made that himself. Like, because I feel like sometimes we say this stuff with the things at work, and people are like, well, how did that even happen? It's like Dave just
No,
said
Dave,
it.
Well, somebody here got sick, got yeah. corona, yeah. and so, and they're a gambler, and they would usually do Brandon Walker.
Right, they would normally
They would
do
normally
a stream.
Do the stream.
Yeah.
I obviously don't really do the gambling stuff, obviously. And this was just something that Dave cooked up in his head. He said, all right, yeah. I'll have the couple versus Zah and Jetski.
Yeah.
Winner.
It was funny. 10K. I watched the stream, like, at the very beginning. They scored, like, the first point of the game. And you were like, yes. Like, it's like,
well, I was excited. Like
40 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. But by the end, I was like, nice. Nice. Yeah. Well, it was also yeah. kind of a blowout in some aspects.
I was
so.
Not close one time. Right. So.
But that's like, besides yeah. the point. I now feel like I'm chasing this high. I'm like, where is my next
well,
money hit?
There you go.
Because
you're on a much lower level than billionaire, but you're still seeking out
exactly.
The,
that's yeah. what I'm saying. Yeah. Imagine getting that much money. You're yep. only seeking it out more. I'm. Yep.
You got to pull a Vinny Chase and like the next time you're at a casino, just like put everything on red or whatever he did.
I mean, no, if you didn't think that I was going to be hitting up a casino this weekend and throwing something out there. You're wrong. I got my magic crystal on lock.
Yeah.
And Fran already texted me right after and said, we must hit a casino. Yeah. So,
wait, what is this crystal? Like, where did you get it?
Okay. Well, it's hard to explain. I don't know. This is shitty of me. I don't know the exact name of it. And I really wish I did. I want to say it, but I don't want to get it wrong. So I won't. My sister is very, very into crystals and manifestation and all of those yeah. things. And she kind of has,
moon.
Yeah, but you know, all of it, you know, and so she's very into it and has given me a whole bunch of crystals. That's not the only crystal I have. I have a crystal for every occasion.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll have to send her a picture of the crystal and be like, what is this one? Which one? Whatever. So I sent her. I had a feeling because they had told me, my mom's kind of into it too. They'd given this crystal to me for Christmas and they were like, carry this around with you. It's supposed to be like a good luck crystal at all times. And I don't carry it around with me, which is now my mistake.
Yep.
But I will say, so this was Christmas of last year when they gave it to me, not this past Christmas. This crystal has helped me now two times where I have went out of my way to hold this crystal and like manifest on it. The first time was Norman. When I wanted Norman, I was like, the people I was getting Norman, they were like, no, you know, somebody else is getting him. Yeah. We're going to give it to somebody else. And I wanted Norman so bad. And so I did like a manifestation holding this crystal. The next morning, they text me. They're like, you got the dog. So last night, I was like, oh my God.
Zah put a curse on you, right?
No, he was joking around about it. But I was like, oh, that reminds me. Yeah. I sent a picture to my sister. I said, is this the crystal? So she said, yes. And then she said that she also was going to do a manifestation prayer thing to help us out. And all of a sudden, it was kickstarted. So I got my faith in this crystal right now.
Yeah.
And I'm like Kim K. I'm looking for my next high of money. Like, I'm just...
You got to watch that. Someone might try to steal that.
Right? No, but it's one of those things you can get. It's the crystal you can literally go buy it in a store. It's just, I forget the name of it.
But it might be that
I'm
going
to text
crystal.
My sister what the name is because now I feel like I
well,
need to
Well, now
have the
it's
name
just, it. It's going to, it's going to. Do you think that now you are going to carry it around with you, or do you think always having it with you is almost going to make it lose its power?
Like, yeah.
Because you're going to overuse it. You're not only using it for special occasions.
Hank and I were talking about that. There was a period of time where I just left it in my purse and forgot about it.
Okay. So it's already been.
It's one of those things where like it doesn't, you don't access the power unless you like think about it.
Yeah.
I think that is true. Like you got to like manifest on it. And you also need to recharge it. So where it sits in my house, in my apartment, is it just sits in the window in the sun. And you're supposed to charge your crystals in the sun and the moon and all that stuff. So I feel like it had been sitting in the sun since the Norman thing. And it had, it had all the strength.
It was really charged up.
It's charged up and it's ready to go. And now I'm Kim K almost on my way to billionaire status.
Yeah. We're so close.
And I feel like it's okay. It's almost okay. I feel like it would be obnoxious if I was just like bragging about money in general, right? If I was just like, I'm making money. Like, these are just things I'm winning
luck
out
of
luck. I'm just winning out of, luck of the draw. So,
yep. No,
let's hope for the best.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then I wanted to mention this because we spoke about this last podcast briefly. I'd seen a photo of Khloe Kardashian, unedited, that had been up. We thought it was posted on MJ's account. It's was this whole thing. I couldn't find the picture. It's everywhere now because it's like a national news story. And so Rhea has seen it. And basically it seems like the Kardashian team, perhaps someone at KKW Beauty, there's screenshots of Tracy Romulus, their friend, and who works for them.
It's called a clear quartz, by the way.
Oh, okay.
That's the crystal. Just if anybody wants to get
it. Yeah, yeah. And then Tracy had reached out to one of these Instagram accounts that had posted and said, like, asking for it to be taken down, and it was posted accidentally. And it's very, the background of it, I don't really care about as much. It's like a little bizarre. I don't really get how we went from like MJ posted this to like now they're saying an assistant accidentally posted it, but there's like because of copyright infringement, like take it down. I don't know. It just seems like this picture somehow was put up, started to spread, and Khloe didn't want anybody seeing it. I would assume that would be Khloe's decision, and I'm not surprised that Khloe wouldn't want it out. However, it's sad that that's the case. Because like I said to you, she looks great. Like, she looks amazing. But it is an unfiltered photo. It just shows you that everything that they do post on their own Instagram is nip, tucked, clean, smooth, filter, like everything. And you're getting the perfect image. And this was her looking like she works her ass off, working out, she's got her abs, she looks great, but there's no, you know, not all the fancy altering of this, of her skin and smoothing everything out, and it's just like a little more real life, but I guess that's something that she doesn't want out there. I don't know.
See, to me, that's really sad because I feel like it would be a whole other way for the Kardashians to relate to people. I feel like that's almost where they miss the boat sometimes.
I think it's the biggest thing that they have created these bodies that are unrelatable, completely unrelatable. No one can have those bodies.
Right. Their bodies are not relatable. Nothing about them is relatable, to be completely honest. Yeah. Literally nothing about them whatsoever. You know, their lifestyle, the money that they had, nothing about it is relatable, but I feel like they are missing the boat big time on that, because if they were honest and Khloe Kardashian was honest and all of them were honest, especially in the scenario now that it's like coming to light more people would respect them and be like, okay, they are not just these robots that go about their life every single day and are so perfect. It's harming in a way.
It's sad because people do...
Young women who are very impressionable see these photos of them and think, oh, that is actually, you can get that. There's a goal there. You can get that.
There's a natural way to get that.
But there's not. There's not. The natural way, Khloe Kardashian in the unedited photo is like that. She looks like she worked. She goes to the gym.
Yeah.
She works her ass off. She does whatever it takes to get that body. And that's great. And that is possible. You can get there.
Yeah.
You cannot get
a perfect, smooth,
that doesn't exist in real life. That people have texture to their skin.
Yeah.
That is a fact. You're not going to see somebody in real life and their body's going to look fucking
smooth as a baby's bottom.
Unless they're really lotioning up, really oiling up, and really putting in the work in. There's texture, there's cellulite, there's things that are just very natural to even the people that are in the best shape of their lives still have all these things. So to me, I think it's harming and it's sad. It's more so just
it is sad.
They think that they can't just be themselves, because I'm sure they think, okay, we've built an empire on being these types of people. If we're, if we're even honest for a second, if we're even show the real selves for a second, we're not the Kardashians anymore. But that's just not true. People will relate to them so much more.
Yeah, I agree with you. And it's sad that this is the way it's gone down. But it's just because, and I just think because Khloe has been in this cycle where her looks have been criticized so much recently, she's talking about it on the Keeping Up right now, like that people have just been analyzing every photo she posts and looking at all these different things. And, you know, there's definitely been some posts where you're like, is that Khloe? What's happening here? And so I can't imagine what her mental state is about it. But from an outside perspective, you would think, oh, that picture gets out. You would hope that maybe we're in the day and age where she could be like, yeah, this is my body. Unfiltered. I love it. Like, this is me. Mm-hmm. However, if that's not the case and she wants it taken down, that's also her prerogative. It's a photo of herself. It's her image. And if she sees it and is doesn't want it out there, that is also, you know, that's her decision. But it is sad because I think that she has this warped view of potentially her own self now because of how criticized she's been and people have criticized how she looks. Like the I didn't realize this was going to blow up as much as it did when I spoke to you about it last episode, and I didn't realize there would be, you know, Page Six, Daily Mail, Us Weekly, all these articles being like Kardashian team is cracking down, trying to take down this photo of Khloe from the internet, removing it from the internet. And then I see these articles on the Daily Mail. I'm like, no wonder she wants to take it down. The Daily Mail, the headline's like, the photo Khloe doesn't want you to see. And it's smack dab, mm-hmm. like the first thing. And not only is the, you know, the photo there, but they posted like a side-by-side toggle like thing that basically is half of the unedited photo and half of a photo from her Instagram, both like of her in a bikini. And there's like a little middle tab thing that you can slide so you can like bring it so you're fully looking at the unedited picture, mm-hmm. fully looking at the Instagram picture, maybe go halfway and compare where she changed things. And that is so harmful.
Mm-hmm.
Not only to Khloe, but for other women who look at that tool and think like, oh man, like my hips kind of look like the unedited side, but the one on the right side looks so much nicer. How do I get it like that? Like, right. it's really, and for Khloe herself, I can't, like, that's probably so hard too. You think you'd want it just to be out there so people stop creating this side by side image because her Instagram for so long has clearly been edited.
Yeah, it's also damaging. That is very damaging, especially, yeah. like you said, I'm sure Khloe doesn't feel great herself seeing that and other people seeing it. And it's also one of those things that people need to remember as well. And this circumstance is totally different. I don't think this comes down to angles. I think this comes down to a lot of editing and smoothing, yeah. and all that. But people do look different in different angles. And I For feel sure. like that's something that goes missed, talked about on social media sometimes when they do a side-by-side of certain, and I'm not talking about this instant with Khloe Kardashian, but with a lot of celebrities, they'll post, this was the picture they posted on Instagram, and then yeah. this is the picture of them on the beach in the wild, and it's like, yeah. you could see they have the same body type,
yeah.
it's just a different angle, it's a different side, yeah. you're not seeing a full 3D view yeah. of somebody on Instagram, you're seeing like one angle of it. So I feel like that's also important to remember. And also just from speaking on the side of like saying, you know, they should be more real. And if Khloe doesn't want this out there, you're right. Whatever. She doesn't want it out there.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, the everyday average person walking this earth who's not a Kardashian, would they want a full natural state of themselves picture out there? Who knows? Right.
Not that they didn't put out, you know, like that
they didn't put out right, themselves.
Right, exactly.
But somebody takes like a photo of you, so your friend yeah. snaps a photo of you yeah. on Snapchat, you don't feel comfortable yourself. Yeah. Other people may see it and not think anything of it, which is, right. I think, how we are viewing this situation right. where we're looking at Khloe and we're like,
but it's Khloe.
She looks yeah. great, yeah, but yeah. Khloe herself doesn't feel comfortable. And like you said, she's been talking a lot about her yeah. looks and being in the you know, spotlight for so long will yeah. do that for you. So I feel like that's also something to remember, like, your friend takes a Snapchat of you, an Instagram story of you, and for you're sure. like, I don't want that out there. Please don't put it. Your friend's like, you look fine. Yeah, you yeah. look fine. Everyone's been in that situation. Absolutely. Somebody takes them. You look fine. You look fine. You're like, well, I don't think I look fine.
Yeah.
So please
yeah.
don't. I don't want that out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, definitely. It makes me sad just also from a bigger, not even about Khloe specifically, but just from the idea that how like psychologically editing your photos a lot will affect the way that you see yourself. Because mm-hmm. I'm just thinking, like, imagining every photo you post on Instagram, you are face tuning and editing up the wazoo where like you almost are kind of like you're building a human being.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you look at a different photo or you look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, I don't like the way I look. Well, because you spent years doctoring your body to look like something else, and that'll fuck with you. That'll really mentally fuck with you. So I almost feel like there is a situation there too where it's like Chloe, and she's talked publicly about editing her photos and face tuning and things like that. So when you just do it for so long, it has to have a mental effect on you.
I think editing your, like, because listen, I smooth my skin. Yeah. I've whitened my teeth.
Yeah.
I've done all of that before, right? Put a filter on, all of a sudden your skin looks better. I have never altered my body in a photo. And to me, I think that is crazy that people do that. And I understand why people do it. And I think it's sad. But I hope that people just realize, like you said, once you start doing that,
it's a slippery slope.
It's a slippery slope because you are always then going to be confused about how you about what you look like, your body. You're always going to be like, what does my body actually look like when you're looking at a photo that you changed your body in and then looking at yourself in the mirror?
Yeah.
I feel like that is where it gets real crazy. Like
right.
The bot, like people actually changing their bodies.
Yeah. Yeah. And so for Chloe, this clearly blew up in a way that she didn't expect. Like I said, I don't really get the assistant accidentally posted it. Where did this go?
Right.
That somebody, I don't know. So it's the beginning of it. It's all very confusing, but clearly Chloe didn't want it out there. And it's the seeing, like, and I believe the screenshots are real. I don't know for a total fact, but like to see the screenshots of Tracy, and someone also claimed that Kim had reached out as well. I don't know if that one was real, but I could see Tracy being the one doing it and sounding off for them of not wanting the picture out there. It's pretty wild.
You know what's also wild, and we haven't talked about this, I feel like, as much, the filters on the Instagram stories that people use are crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I see it. I go through my Instagram stories and I'm like, how do people actually put this up and are like okay with it? Like they put up an Instagram story using this filter that like makes you have like the Instagram model face or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And completely changes their face.
Yeah.
Puts it up and they think nothing of it. Like I'm like, how do people not think, okay, this looks nothing like me. I'm not going to put this filter up. It also says I'm using the filter. Or people will put the filter, film it, save it, and then re-upload the video so that it,
doesn't say it has a filter.
That there's a filter out there. Be careful of that, everybody.
Yeah.
Look out for that. If you think you're watching somebody's story and you're like, wow, they look, how did that happen?
Yeah.
I mean, mindful people are beautiful. You know what I mean?
Of course, but when there's like a sepia tone it's like there's a
and
total
their eye color looks
glowing.
Like a little,
It's
like they saved that video
and
then re-uploaded it so that you wouldn't see that there was a filter on it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's something I'm curious if Instagram will try and like crack down on more.
I don't know. People love using it.
Wild filters out there.
Crazy.
Yeah. That like really just totally changed everything about you.
You turn into a Bratz doll.
Yeah. Yeah. It is crazy because the ones that the Kardashians do use, like I just feel like sometimes they put the filter on and I'm like, they look somehow, how do they look good with this? Like, because I think I've tested a bunch of them and I've been like, that's terrifying. I don't want anybody to see that.
Right. I saw Kylie put up a video the other day where she had all the filters on. And in my head, I was like, she looks like Kylie Jenner, though. Why is she putting these filters on her face? And then the next slide was time for no filter.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, she kind of just looks the same because they already have that that look to them.
Yes. They have the makeup and whatnot.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's just, it was crazy. I couldn't believe that, you know, the 2 seconds I said, talked about it last episode, that it blew up to this massive thing.
Definitely. And people are talking about it on TikTok all over. So,
yeah. You got me tripping, stumbling, tripping, stumbling, because I'm falling in love. You got me slipping, stumbling, sinking, stumbling, because I'm falling in love. Can't help it, girl, can't help it. Can't help it, girl, can't help it. Can't help it, girl, can't help it. Can't help it.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern for the first time since Rough and Rowdy won every single fight. will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the Holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
Shailene Woodley and Aaron Rodgers have seemed to be, there seemed to be on their couple, not necessarily like a now, their debut. Like they're making their debut into society. They are on Instagram, they're doing lives, they're on stories while they're walking around Disney World, they're showing some PDA. We had not seen any of this from them. I mean, we knew they were engaged from Aaron Rodgers MVP award. Like it wasn't, he didn't even say her name. Mm-hmm. It was just like, oh, by the way, I'm engaged. So now they're out here on Instagram showing their love. Shailene Woodley is talking him up as the guest Jeopardy host, and it's a very interesting look into the life of a man that we know really solely football wise and not as much into like what his actual life is like. And this was like, is this what is this how Aaron Rodgers is in real life? Like, I've never seen him kind of laugh and make jokes in an Instagram story, you know?
Yeah, this couple doesn't particularly spark my interest that much, I know that people are very into them.
I find it fascinating.
Find it fascinating, and I think it's interesting for them to be on Instagram Live, and I thought the Instagram Live was funny because they're like, oh, we're doing it. We're live.
Out there.
We're here. We're out there. So that's cute, and I'm happy for them. I said, I'm not particularly interested in,
he had a
in
man
either
bun
of them,
and
but
no, it's like all of a sudden we have, like, it has this hipster Shailene Woodley man been hiding this whole time. We didn't know. Now's his time to shine. They're driving. Shailene's got her, she's got a dog dad hat on. They got the dog in the back seat. And
it's also funny how excited she was about Jeopardy, and like
so excited
about
Jeopardy.
What he actually did, like,
well, because it just kind of seems like that is the Aaron Rodgers that she knows, and she kind of said that in her first interview when she talked about it too. It was like, I know the nerd Aaron, like I don't know football Aaron. So it's like, this is the Aaron Rodgers that she's with every day. Man bun, called him super sexy. Like, it's just, and they were talking about Jeopardy. She posted all these slides
she was
promoting
trying to say
Jeopardy.
That, like, he should become the permanent host on her story.
Look, I honestly, he did a great job.
And then
I did watch his first night.
Like on top of football.
Oh, I watched his first night. He was fantastic. And it was so cute. Like, he came out, had his hair perfectly parted and gelled. Like, it looked like he was going to his first day of school and was all dressed up and ready to go.
Gotta live up to it.
Totally. I thought he did a great job. Shailene promoted it. Like, he was making Princess Bride references in the Instagram stories. I'm like, you, Aaron Rodgers making Princess Bride references?
I mean, if you don't know Princess Bride, though, I feel like
another great movie. We have to look it up.
Yeah,
Princess
I feel
Bride,
like it's high.
100%. I just don't know. Like, something about Aaron Rodgers referencing Princess Bride was just something I would have never expected.
Rotten Tomato, what do you think?
Bride.
I'll say
it's got to be up there. No, it's got it's 87.
I'll go 89.
97. Wow,
oh my God.
Nearly perfect. A nearly perfect movie.
Nearly perfect movie. Princess Bride. Nice.
Wow. What a wonderful way to close out the topics. We finally almost hit perfection. It's the Princess Bride.
And yeah. Next up, more trivia.
Yeah.
Game two of Beat Rhea and Fran coming up. And if you're listening to this later in the day, it's Wednesday, hump day. Maybe it's time to pour yourself a drink. You want to start relaxing, chilling for the night. Well, don't miss out on making yourself a nice little cocktail, preferably with New Amsterdam Vodka. New Amsterdam Vodka is the official vodka of Barstool Sports. New Amsterdam is a premium 80-proof vodka made from some of the finest quality grains from America's heartland. It is 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness and filtered 3 times for a clean, crisp finish. We drank a lot of New Amsterdam when we were doing Cutting Stems. Because the Cutting Stems, you know, we got our Owens mixers. The Owens mixers combined with New Amsterdam vodka. Fantastic. Personally, I'm one that likes a nice juice with vodka. I know that the Pink Whitney, very popular. You can also just get Pink Whitney from New Amsterdam vodka. It's, you know, just pink lemonade vodka, which people love. You can combine that. I like a nice grapefruit vodka, maybe the cucumber vodka. There's so many great things you can do at New Amsterdam, combining it with your favorite juice. Or, you know, if you're a straight-up vodka kind of person, then you can also do that as well. And it does have an extra smooth taste. So go check out New Amsterdam vodka. Make sure you are picking it up when you're headed to the liquor store.
All right, everyone, we are back with our trivia segment, Beat Rhea and Fran. We got two new contestants up. We got Camille and Allie. They're from LSU. They're roommates. We are so excited to have them on today. And Fran is back in studio, so
yeah,
I'm feeling good about us as partners today. We were over Zoom last time.
Yeah.
You had COVID. You're over it. And
yeah.
I feel like we got
some confidence. Try and telepathically do some answers, perhaps.
Absolutely. It's harder over Zoom. But thank you guys so much for joining us. We're super, super excited to do this. You know, if you want to participate, you can go to our Instagram, Chicks in the Office, go to the story highlights, and there's a form that you can fill out, and Noah will do the vetting process and pick some people. So Camille and Allie, welcome. Thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you guys for having us. Excited to be here.
Yay. All right. No, do we want to do how we did this last time? We have to guess a number?
Yeah, let me pick a number. 1 to 10.
Okay. So Noah's going to think of a number from 1 to 10. You guys each say what number you're thinking of. If you're right, then you guys go first. So, Camille, why don't you start?
3.
Nope.
Go ahead.
6.
Nope.
Want to go?
No, you go.
Okay. 5.
Nope.
Shit.
7.
Come on.
Okay, you guys go again.
This is Camille. You go again. How are we doing this again?
9.
Wow, you guys are just
2.
Okay, you got it.
Okay. Oh, that was my other choice. All right, you guys go first then. So we have 15 questions, right?
15, and whoever gets the most out of 15.
Yeah, yep. Most points out of 15. So you guys will get the first question, and if you don't answer it correctly, then Fran and I have a chance to steal a point
and vice versa.
Yeah.
You want to do 30 seconds or 45 seconds for most of the questions?
Get 45
seconds.
45
seconds. Okay.
There's some questions that I think you should have more time on,
okay.
And I'll tell you.
Okay. Well, we trust your judgment, host Noah.
Okay.
Game
first
show.
Question.
Game show man.
Submitted by Shelby. Thank you, Shelby.
Thank you, Shelby.
The clock is going to start after I read the question.
Okay.
How many Harry Styles songs have a fruit in the title, and what are they?
Okay. Let's think. The obvious one, Watermelon Sugar. Oh, geez. I'm trying to think of all the songs off the new album. Rhea's going to know this. Okay. So Watermelon Sugar. I'm just trying to go through the track list. Okay. Feel stupid.
this show will
20
make
seconds.
You feel stupid. After last week.
I feel like I can make like an educated guess on the number, but I couldn't name
it. Yeah,
them.
I know. Well, I feel like I'm, oh man. The only one I can think
seconds.
Of is Watermelon Sugar. Maybe they're trying to trick us and it is just one.
Yeah. All right, well that can be our guess.
All right,
one,
sure.
Watermelon Sugar.
Incorrect.
Boo, I figured.
Watermelon sugar and kiwi.
And cherry.
Oh, cherry. I forgot about cherry.
So that's three.
Three.
No
and kiwi's just called kiwi, right?
Kiwi, watermelon sugar, cherry. I think
this
that's
is from both
albums.
I'll please do. Okay.
Work.
Okay. So then I think that's it.
I think it's. Wait, let me go through the track list in my head, though. I think it's only 3.
Yeah. I don't really remember there being more
seconds.
Than kiwi.
Three.
Three, and say them.
Cherry, watermelon sugar, and kiwi.
Correct.
Oh.
Let's go.
Nice.
That's a good one. I would have been embarrassed.
I would have actually. See, this is where being a team does help, because I would not have gotten checked.
You're right.
Totally
you're right.
Spacing on cherry. All I could think of was kiwi in my head.
All right.
Okay.
Question number 2. Thank you, Katie.
Thank
for this
you, Katie.
Question. This is Taria and Fran. Which Fallout Boy music video did Kim... This is multiple choice, by the way. Did Kim Kardashian star in? A, Thanks for the Memories. B, Sugar, We're Going Down. C, Dance, Dance. D, This Ain't a Scene, It's an Arms Race.
Kim just posted this on her Instagram story like last week.
Really?
Yeah, she did. And
well,
I didn't
not the first
I didn't
story,
play it
right?
with sound.
It's
God, not- God, I remember going through the stories and being like, wow, I forgot Kim Kardashian was in a Fall Out Boy music video. And then I didn't turn the sound on, so I don't know what song it's, it is.
It can't be the first three. I don't know why I feel confident in that, but I feel like I know the first three music videos, and I don't think it's either of those. Because they're
seconds.
All so famous and popular, it would be like, wow, Kim Kardashian was in that
what
song,
was,
that
what
music
was
video.
D?
D was... This Ain't a Scene, It's an Arms Race.
I don't even know what that song is.
I'm going with D.
Final answer?
Final okay. answer.
Incorrect.
No!
Okay, it's you guys now.
You were too confident on
I was
that.
Too confident.
Can you
give
us the options again?
Okay, yeah. A, Thanks for the Memories. B, Sugar, We're Going Down. C, Dance, Dance. D, This Ain't a Scene, It's an Arms Race.
I am like 99 that it's Thanks for the Memories.
Okay, go for it then.
All right, that's what I'm going to do.
Final answer?
Yeah, Thanks for the Memories.
Correct.
Oh, really?
Really?
I'm telling you, I
that's crazy.
I mean, I didn't know. I just can't believe I specifically watched Kim post this on her Instagram story and didn't listen with the sound.
I feel like everyone would be talking about that. I guess, I don't know. Maybe
I mean, I think everyone was talking about it when it happened
but
a
also,
decade ago.
But also, she wasn't as big.
Yeah, she
then.
Was.
True,
yeah,
true,
yeah.
True, true.
Yeah, it was like a cameo. Damn, okay.
Okay, this next one, I'm going to give you guys a minute. Or, yeah, I think a minute.
A minute is good. More than a minute is
yeah.
for the
too much.
For the
listen
for
a
the
minute.
Listener.
Yeah,
I think
yeah, yeah.
that's too okay. much dead space.
Okay. Name five spinoff shows of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Oh God.
Mm-hmm. Not my question.
Yeah. Okay. Oh my! I feel
What's
ridiculous.
The Scott Disick show? Doesn't he have one?
You're looking at two people who don't watch Keeping Up with Their Kardashians.
Yeah,
no.
Oh, that's tough.
I know. I do not know.
I got nothing.
I don't either. I couldn't even name one spin-off
okay, nothing?
Show.
Okay, then it goes. To the
okay,
answer.
Okay.
We got. The Miami one. Which
okay,
was,
but this is where this is where it gets
tricky.
We have to give the full.
Yeah, give me a full.
Okay,
one.
And which sisters?
Yeah,
because
so I think it was Courtney and Khloe.
Courtney and Khloe take Miami. Miami.
Courtney and Khloe take Miami.
Kim and Courtney take New York. Khloe. Flip it like Disick.
Flip it. Okay, so let's go with Courtney and Khloe take Miami. Flip it like Disick.
Life of Kylie.
Life of Kylie. The New York one, we need to figure out who
which
did the other two. And then we have to think of one more.
Five. Rob? Is Rob's show count? What was Rob's show?
Chloe and Lamar's show.
Oh.
Chloe and Lamar had a show, remember?
Yeah. But what was it called?
30 seconds.
I don't know.
What was
Do you
Rob,
need the full
what
titles?
What was yes. Rob's show?
I don't remember Rob's show. I remember Chloe and Lamar. I think Chloe and Lamar's was just called
Chloe
and Lamar.
And Lamar.
Chloe and Lamar.
Okay, I think it was Kim
and
Courtney.
10 seconds.
Courtney take New York?
Yes, because of Scott Disick and he was
okay,
the Lord.
Okay.
That's where he became
right,
the Lord.
Here we go. Flip it like Disick. Life of Kylie. Kim and Chloe. No. Chloe and Courtney take Miami. Kim and Courtney take New York. And Chloe and Lamar.
Correct.
Wow. Let's go!
There were so many more than that, too.
Wait,
there's a
name
lot.
Name the other ones.
We have Rob and China. We have Revenge Body with Khloe
Revenge
Kardashian.
Revenge Body.
We have Dash Dolls, I Am Kate.
Dash
Courtney
Dolls.
And Khloe take the Hamptons. And also, Courtney and Kim also took Miami.
Yes! That's really funny.
Oh, that was funny.
We crossed
wow.
out. We crossed
yeah,
out.
That was good.
Yeah, we couldn't even think of one.
Yeah. No, there's... Five was hard.
Okay, so the score is 2-1, you guys.
Okay.
And this
back
question is back to you. And this, I'm going
to
play a clip. Mm. And you have to tell me what movie it's from.
Okay.
You complete me.
Is it Jerry Maguire?
My gut instinct was that it sounded like Leonardo DiCaprio, but I'm removing that because I do not think it does anymore.
I think it's Tom Cruise and Jerry Maguire. No?
If that's what you feel confident in, I would have never guessed that, but the fact that you complete me, what is that from? I know people say, people reference it all the time.
Yeah. But I also...
You complete me.
But I'm also thinking of You Had Me at Hello, and that's Jerry Maguire.
No. You complete me. What movie is that from?
30 seconds. Or actually, 15 seconds.
The Notebook?
No. It's not The Notebook.
5 seconds.
I don't know.
Nothing. Okay, it's to you guys.
I don't even have a guess.
I agree that it sounds like Tom Cruise.
I think it is Jerry Maguire.
Final answer.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'm thinking also Far and Away or Top Gun.
Maguire. I'm really gonna.
I think it's Jerry Maguire. I really do.
Final answer.
Yeah, Jerry Maguire.
Correct.
Fran. God damn it!
She says you had me at Hello right after.
Right after.
That.
Yeah. You know what?
Because I wouldn't have even thought of Jerry Maguire unless you guys had said it.
No, I knew it. That was some bad second guessing of myself. Should have trusted my gut. I knew it right away. He played it. I said Jerry Maguire. And then I said, nope, that's not it.
I have no words for you.
God damn it.
I have no words.
That's
tough.
All
tied up at two.
All right. Oh, we're doing better than last time, which I like to see.
I couldn't even throw out the guess.
It's a little interactive. I like it. You didn't even throw out the guess. I should have just You got to take a shot at least.
I hope I don't come back to regret that. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so this one is...
their question.
Yeah.
Okay. John Mayer had a song on which Disney film soundtrack? This is multiple choice. A, Pirates of the Caribbean. B, Finding Nemo. C, Cars. D, Monsters, Inc.
It's Cars. He sang Life. He sang his version of Route 66.
Final answer.
Allie's like, yeah, sure.
You got it.
Wow, they're up 3-2.
Right. I'm proud of myself.
Nice.
I like these questions better already.
Yeah, they're good.
Me too. This is better than last week.
Who was Ryan Reynolds married to before Blake Lively?
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, I knew that was.
Final answer, Scarlett Johansson.
Okay. Tied up at 3.
You don't even want to give us the correct. He just goes K.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Because I knew that.
Okay, Mr. Hostman.
Yeah.
Imagine a host being like, K. Disrespectful.
Well, I was just like, crazy. Fuck, that was too easy.
No, but I needed that one after I whiffed Jerry Maguire, so.
I can't get over that. That one hurt.
All right, we're all tied up at 3.
All right.
Which band was originally called Kara's Flowers? This is multiple choice. A, Aerosmith. B, Green Day. C, Maroon 5. D, Fall Out Boy.
This is our question?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, repeat it.
Okay. Which band was originally called Kara's Flowers?
Kara's Flowers.
Do you want me to read the choices? A, Aerosmith. B, Green Day. C, Maroon 5. D, Fall Out Boy. Start the clock.
I can tell you think you know it, Camille.
Yeah, I think it's, is it Maroon 5?
I've never heard that, but they've been around for a long time, so.
I just have a gut feeling that it is.
Final answer.
Is that okay with you, Allie?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, yeah, let's go for it. Maroon 5.
Just along for the ride.
Oh, wow. I knew it was Maroon 5, too. I was hoping that would come back to us.
I had heard that before, and just the options, Maroon 5 was definitely the most popular of all those, and I was like, it's gotta be.
Okay, this next one, I'm gonna give you a minute as well.
Okay.
Name five. Oh, wait. Sorry. Sorry to Haley. That was her question. I forgot to give her a shout out.
Oh, man. Unbelievable. Shout out.
Did I give her Samantha a shout out for the John Mayer question, too?
No.
Damn, no.
Shit. Shout out Samantha.
Yeah. Okay. This next one is shout out Brittany.
Okay. Makes it sound like their first, that's like their name. Shout out Brittany.
Okay. Name five near death experiences Meredith Grey has encountered.
Oh, okay. The bomb,
falling into the
river.
Harbor.
Yes.
Was she in the plane crash? Oh, you're not even that far.
All I know is she's got Corona. So
Corona for sure. That counts right now. Okay, so we got COVID, the bomb,
the river, the harbor.
I'm pretty sure she was in the plane crash.
Okay.
We need one more. would the shooting at the hospital count? Like, that's got to count, right?
Yeah.
That's a near-death experience.
I would
okay,
say.
Final answer. We're going, she currently has COVID. The bomb, the almost drowning in the harbor, the plane crash, and the shooting at the hospital.
Here's the thing.
Oh, no. Okay.
I didn't count the shooting at the hospital as one. I didn't have that down.
Okay.
Because I don't know if she ever even encountered the gunman. Like, I don't know. I didn't have that down.
Okay.
I kind of feel like it counts, but at the same time, I didn't have that down.
I feel like that counts.
I kind of
feel like that. There's two other clear, like, better choices in that one.
Which anybody,
are, but I don't want to say.
Okay, but anybody who's involved in a gun is in the place of where they are, is almost they could
yeah, but
die.
Was she
like? I don't even know if she ever like. She could have just never even seen the guy. And, like,
was she there? Was she there? I mean, she was there. She was in the hospital.
She was probably there, but like,
I mean,
she was there when Derek got shot.
Yeah, that's a...
That's true, I think.
That's
okay, you know what, fine.
That, I
fine.
Feel like
you know
that
I'll
counts.
Give it to you. Okay, I'll give it to you.
Yeah. At least it counts as a half a point.
Yeah.
No, I'll give you the full point. That counts.
What were the other two?
Yeah.
The other two were...
She's in an ambulance crash.
Delivering her son.
Okay.
And then patient attacking her. Remember when the patient attacked
her? Oh, yeah. And she broke her jaw.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
Okay, we're outside of a 4.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Guys, this is high score.
Let's go.
How many more questions do we have?
Bunch of smarty pants. Halfway through?
We have 7 left.
7. All right.
Okay. We're going to ask
out. Okay. Next question. Thank you, Sammy, for this question. What was the name of Chuck Bass's hotel on Gossip Girl?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Oh, it's been so long since I saw that show.
No, I haven't watched it since high school. But it wasn't, it definitely wasn't named after Blair. But what was it? Why do I feel like it had a girl's name? I don't remember at all.
20 seconds.
Oh my gosh. I don't know.
Yeah, no answer.
No answer?
No, yeah. I feel silly.
Okay, to you guys.
This is an empire?
Yes.
Because that's what it's actually called.
Yes.
Final answer.
Final answer, the empire.
Correct. Yeah. Empire Hotel.
Yep. Yes. I wasn't going to let you think that one or over again. Just yes.
Just say the right answer.
All right, Rhea and Fran are up 5-4 now.
All right.
And this question is to you.
Yep.
Thank you, Stacy, for this question.
Thank you, Stacy.
How many people from the Bachelor franchise have won Dancing with the Stars?
Just the number, not who.
No, who too.
What?
Wow,
did you
just add that in?
Well, I thought that was pretty self-explanatory.
Okay, well, Caitlin and Hannah.
Well, you said how many people have won.
That's true,
looking for a number answer if we're really getting into semantics. Okay, so Caitlin.
Hannah.
None of the guys won, but I believe Melissa Rycroft won early on, but I'm trying to remember if it was Melissa or the other girl that was with Jason Mesnick.
20 seconds.
Jason Mesnick had... I'm pretty sure I'm right. I think it's... I don't think any of the guys have. Sean Lowe was on it.
Five seconds.
Okay. All right. 3 people total: Caitlin Burso, Hannah Brown, and Melissa Rycroft.
Correct. I thought that was going to throw you off because Melissa won the All Star season, not.
Yeah, and that was also like a decade ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
I watched a lot of Dancing with the Stars as a kid.
6-4, Rhea and Fran. They could be pulling away. This next question.
I feel like an expert. I feel good.
I feel good.
Shout out to Molly.
I felt like we were down a scary path last week. Okay, shout out Molly.
What color was Peyton's bedroom in One Tree Hill?
All right, this is you, Allie. I did not watch One Tree Hill all the way through. I only watched half of the first season.
Well, I know
she did the podcast, though.
First of all, you should go watch One Tree Hill.
Yeah, definitely.
Wondreels, great.
I did not really get into it.
Okay, I don't know why, but I feel like it's either black, blue, or green.
Well, let's think. Okay. Teenage girl bedrooms. I feel like blue and green.
She was very, like, angsty, so I feel like black would be my best guess. But she, I just remember her having all the, like, drawings on her wall.
Yeah, okay. Was it, like, I remember her having, like, the people everywhere, but was it, what?
A black or blue?
Or, like, a black and red, almost.
Five.
I just black.
Okay, let's just go. It had all the people with black. Okay.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Oh. Pretty sure it's red.
Yeah, I was going to say red.
Final answer.
Final answer, red.
Correct. Damn.
Let's go.
I thought Camille was going to sneak that in. Red. I said black and red, and I was like, no.
Yeah, I was like, no, just black.
7-4.
All right.
This is to you guys. Yeah. Korean friend. Name all of the Kardashian-Jenner kids from oldest to youngest in order.
Okay. Oldest?
I like Kardashian questions.
Okay. Oldest would be Kourtney, right?
No, but
The kids' names.
But are
the
we going...
Kids. Oh, the kids.
Their children. Their children. Like, we're talking Mason generation.
Yes.
Okay, Mason.
Mason.
North. Penelope.
North. Penelope. Wait, let's go by family first and get everyone, and then we'll place them by age.
Okay.
I think. No?
That might take too long. I was just going to...
Okay. All right, Mason. Well, how many... I'm just thinking number-wise so we know the total
okay,
that we need
Chloe's
to get.
Okay, Chloe's got one.
Chloe's got one.
Kylie's got one. Rob's got one.
Yep.
Courtney has three. And Kim's got four.
Four. Okay, so we're 10 total.
Okay. So we got Mason.
North.
Penelope.
Who came first? Saint or...
Rain.
Okay, then I think
seconds.
It's Penelope, Rain, Saint.
Saint.
Dream.
Dream.
Stormy.
True.
And
then.
Oh, Chicago. Chicago. Chicago's in there.
10 more seconds.
Chicago's.
All right. Well, we gotta. Well, at the buzzer, we'll name them all.
Yeah. Chicago's in between. Chicago's before Stormy.
Before Stormy.
But five, after Dream.
Four, three.
I think.
Two, one.
All right.
Okay. So let's name them from the top.
Order.
Okay.
Yep.
We got number one, Mason.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, North.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, Penelope.
Mm-hmm.
Number four.
Rain. Number five.
Saint. Number six.
Now this is where is it Dream or Chicago? I think Dream.
Dream. Are we right so far?
I'm not going to tell you.
Okay, Dream, Chicago.
Stormy.
True. Psalm.
Incorrect.
Oh, no.
And you had everyone right except one. And now it's two guys.
Oh, my
okay,
God.
Okay, I think that they flipped Penelope and North. I think Penelope is older than North.
And Mason, Penelope,
so,
North.
So can you give me the full order?
Okay, this may take a second. Mason, Penelope, North, Rain, Saint... Dream, Chicago, Stormy, True, Psalm.
Correct.
Oh,
you guys messed up, North.
Oh, man.
Penelope's
older than North?
Don't keep up with the Kardashians.
Yeah, seriously.
Because Courtney had two kids before anybody had kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
We fucked that one up.
Damn it.
Ugh. Okay.
All right. The score is.
They're around the same age, though.
No, they are.
They've got to be close.
They're all. I mean, they're all super close.
Yeah.
Okay. 7-5. Rian Fran right now.
Yep.
And this next question. Okay. I'm just going to shout out everyone for this. Oh, also that was Emily. Thank you, Emily.
Thanks,
for that
Emily.
Question. This next one, I had like a billion people send this one in, so I'm just going to say thanks to everyone for this one.
Okay.
But
thanks to all your collective brains.
Okay. What number is Troy Bolton's jersey in High School Musical?
Okay, let's think.
I feel sad that I don't know this one.
I know. I'm trying to envision. Oh my gosh.
It's a single digit, right?
It's definitely two digits. I'm in between 12 and 14. But I think my mind's just saying 12 because that's my favorite number. So I feel like my heart is telling me to go with 14.
14? Okay. Yeah. I mean, I have no idea.
You don't have it. You don't mind if we go?
No, I would have gone with like 7. So
okay, I think it's 14.
Final answer.
Yeah.
Correct.
Fuck! I knew it was 14. I wanted her to go 12 so bad.
You're making a comeback.
Shit.
7, 6, man.
When she said 12 was her favorite number, I was like, just go with it. Go with your favorite number.
I knew that it would be doing me wrong.
Two left?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. We got to get this right, Rhea.
Okay.
There's two questions left.
Oh, shit.
7, 6?
All right.
Okay. What college campus did Zoe 101 film at?
Pepperdine.
Yeah.
Correct. Damn.
Ooh. That was it. I think that was for the win. But
yeah, but we'll still do
the last question.
For the win.
Wow.
For point purposes.
Yeah. Okay. What female artist holds the record for the most number one singles on the Billboard Hot 100 of all time? Multiple choice. Madonna, Katy Perry, Rihanna, Mariah Carey.
Okay. I feel like just time-wise, it should be Madonna. I just feel like
I just also like have this feeling that it could be Katy Perry.
Okay, I was thinking that, but then like Madonna was like Katy Perry of her time, so I just feel like time-wise, she has more time to collect more number ones. I don't know. We're not going to win anyway, but I just have a feeling it's Madonna.
All right, well, let's go with Madonna then.
All right, let's go with Madonna.
Incorrect.
Oh, maybe you're right.
Like Mariah Carey was popping out to me, or Rihanna.
Rihanna was popping out to me.
I mean,
Rihanna was popping out to me, but Katy Perry also has some fucking hits.
Yeah, she does.
She does.
She does.
Let's just say Rihanna for the shit of it, though.
It would
be
very telling of Noah to give us a Katy Perry question as the last question.
You're right. And the answer being Katy Perry. Yeah.
No, let's go with Rihanna. I think that was gut reaction.
Correct.
Okay, is it Katy Perry?
It's Mariah Carey.
Okay. Well, we would never.
We all would have guessed.
I literally would have never put Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey is second of all time to anyone.
I really actually, I knew that.
You knew that? Then why didn't you say it?
I did. I said, why do I think it's Mariah Carey?
True, you did say that.
All right, and the final score
is
Rhea and Fran win 8-6.
All right.
Wow, nice. All right. Thank you guys so much for playing. That was so much fun.
That was better than last
time. It was really fun having us. That was fun.
Camille, Allie, thank you guys so much for coming and doing this with us. I feel like, I'm starting to feel like Bobby Flay.
Yeah, right?
I wanted to the whole point of doing Beat Rhea and Fran is like you're basically beat Bobby Flay and we gotta be good.
Right, like we are the chefs of pop culture. Yeah, exactly. So I feel like that's where it comes in. But thank you guys so much for coming on and making time for us. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you guys. It was definitely the highlight of the week, I bet.
We were so excited.
Thank you guys.
So nice meeting you guys. Have fun at school, I guess, the rest of your semester, however it plays out.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
We have Margaret Josephs coming up. Great interview talking about Real Housewives of New Jersey and her new book. And I just gotta say that I know this is the last segment. We're taking a little break. We talked about this at the beginning of the show. And we've been go, go, go. It's time to relax, time to chill. We're going to be doing that with some Coors Lights. Coors Lights, the official beer of Chicks in the Office. I think you guys know that if you are just constantly moving, you're working, you're with friends, you're whatever you're doing, you're busy, you want some time to relax, to chill out. Rhea and I personally like it the most after we're done recording. We've been talking for so long. We just want to shut up and have a beer and reach into the fridge, see that ice cold Coors Light looking back at us, the mountains so blue. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's literally made to chill. Like I said, the mountains on the bottom, bottles and cans turn blue when your beer is cold. That's when you know it is ready to go. It's as crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. And we're going to be unwinding. We have some time, which means that we will be grabbing our Coors Light and perhaps some Coors Seltzer, because now we have a great variety. If we want a beer, we can have a beer. We want a Coors Seltzer, you can have a Coors Seltzer. So if you ever feel like you're always on the go, you're just juggling a million things at once, and all you want to do is chill, Coors Light is literally made for those moments. Because everyone likes variety, Coors has also introduced refreshing Coors Seltzer with flavors like black cherry, mango, and lemon lime. Get Coors Light and Coors Seltzer delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. And it's the last week. Listen up. It's the last week to tweet us and at Coors Light pictures with your Coors Light or Coors Seltzer for a chance to win some Chicks in the Office merch. So don't forget to do that. And always remember, celebrate responsibly. It's coming from the Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado and Fort Worth, Texas.
Cheers. Thank Cheers. You guys.
Thank
again.
You guys so
the
much.
The world's most refreshing podcast.
Yes.
All right, everyone. We have a very special guest, Real Housewives of New Jersey star Margaret Joseph joins us. She's got a new book coming out called In Caviar Dreams, Tuna Fish Budget. We are so excited to have you. And I know that our Bravo-obsessed listeners are super pumped yeah. that you're coming on. So welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. I'm super excited to be on.
We are so excited. You know, this one, we want to talk to you about your book, but also obviously talk about this season, because this season of New Jersey has been just fantastic. Top-notch television from the second it started. But we'll get into that. I want to ask you about this book. It's coming out April 13th. We have it right next to us. The cover yep. is fantastic.
There it is.
Thank you.
We love the fact that you got a bagel, because yes. it's very New Jersey. We're from New York, yes. and, you know, we appreciate a good bagel. Yes.
Yeah, very, you know, I love tuna fish on a bagel. Who doesn't?
Yep. So do I, honestly. And it's one of those things that I love it so much. It's my go-to. And it's taken me so much to admit it, because people judge people who like tuna fish because of the smell, but it's great.
Tuna is fabulous.
It really and is.
New Jersey tuna, white meat tuna, little mayo, little celery on a bagel. What's better than that?
Mm.
That's really
sounds
delicious.
I also love the caviar too. You know, yes. I'm a high low girl, high low.
Of course, of course.
Exactly. So what made you want to write this book?
Well, I think everybody knows me from the show yeah. and what I've revealed on the show, but you only get a little slice of my life. And I didn't get on the show till I was 49. And there's so much more to know about me and what I've done in my life. And growing up with Marge Sr., and all of the business that I've had, and the sexual harassment, and great fun stories, crazy stories, me being a mom, my first marriage. There's just so many things to know about me that people don't know. And I think there's a lot of inspiring stories and you know, mentoring women. And there's just so many things that I feel that it's time for everybody to know about the Monch.
Right. And people get to know you on The Real Housewives, right? But they're only seeing kind of what the show wants to show. They're only seeing a little part of your life as well as many other women. So they're not getting all of you. But when they become a fan of you, they want to know more. They're like, we want to know her entire backstory. So mm-hmm. give it to us. So I think this is great. Exactly. And it says how to survive in business and life. Do you feel like you give some tips and advice throughout this book as well?
Every chapter has life lessons and what I learned at that part in my life. So I think there's amazing business advice. I think there's amazing life advice. You don't get this far, fall down, pick yourself up, fall down, reinvent yourself if you don't have life lessons. And I feel like, you know what, you can reinvent yourself at any time. I've lived my life without fear. I always say whatever happened to you in your childhood is you're not responsible for that, but you're responsible to fix it as an adult. That's a big thing that I have to say. So I think there's a lot of great life lessons and business lessons as well.
Yeah. And I know you get into it in the book, but you know what some people do know and don't know from the show is that you created this lifestyle brand, this massive Macbeth collection. And I'm curious how, and I, like I said, I know it's in the book, but I would love to know how you kind of felt, like how you ended up in that world and that kind of fashion world. And kind of also when you knew, like, I have something really great here, like this could work.
Yeah. I mean, I had left the garment center. I had my son. A lot of people don't even know I have a son. And I always wanted to work, have creative outlet. So after staying home for a little while, I started at my kitchen table with a girlfriend, just making creative storage for toys and things, but with prints and patterns. And we took it to a local store and it sold out in 2 days. I put my name on the New York International Gift Show, and every store ordered, from Neiman Marcus to small specialty boutiques. It was very of the moment. And I was like, oh my God, we have a business. But I had no idea it was going to take off. And it really, it was self-perpetuating. And I really had no idea it was going to blow up. And it really started to grow up, blow up into other products, a lifestyle brand. I started licensing in 2009. And I just knew that I really made it. We were on the O list. Oprah's favorite things. Yep. A few times. I was like, oh my God.
That's when you know. Yeah.
That's when you know. And everybody, it was very recognizable. We got tons of press. And that's when I knew, you know, we really made it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
How do you make like a brand like yours stand out? You know, I feel like everybody is so unique in their own businesses, right? Everybody takes on a business venture and they have their own ideas. And I feel like we see it a lot with The Real Housewives and people in reality shows and other shows. They're like always creating, coming up with new ideas. How do you make sure that yours stands out against like the rest of the businesses
well,
out there?
I also had a business before I came
right.
on.
Well, I was going to say like... It's you've been doing it for years and
now
years
it's going
now.
On 21
right,
years,
right. Yeah.
21 years. I always had a distinct point of view. I always say it was just, I was always like jet set preppy, very colorful. Everybody always like says that even the way I decorate and look. I always say have a very distinct point of view. Don't be a me too. And that's what it is. I think a lot of people will come on Housewives. Some people have created obviously very successful businesses like a Bethany Frankel mm-hmm. or someone who Lisa Vanderpump with her restaurants. But it's just, you have to really believe in what you're doing. It's not just a get rich quick scheme. It's because businesses really don't make money for 5 years. Nothing is an overnight success. That's all crap. So it's, you have to really believe in it. And I think that's what makes me stand out. It was very hard work. It took me a long time. I've had lawsuits. I've lost a ton of money and I've made my comeback and I'm constantly reinventing myself, changing with the times. And it's my passion. I really love to do it. To me, it wasn't even about the money. It's the creative drive behind it.
Yeah. Yeah. And you've been a part of the Real Housewives of New Jersey for a few seasons now. Season 8 was your first season?
Season 8. Yeah, my fourth season is airing right now.
So how do you, like, feel now looking at how you are season 11, how you are season 8? Like, do you think that you are a little more full-blown Marge now? Like, I just feel like when you enter a show like The Real Housewives of New Jersey, where these women are so iconic and everybody loves them and they have these massive personalities. Because, you know, we've had Melissa Gorga on our show a couple times and she's always said that she loves the cast now because it's really hard to get along with these ladies. Like they've had women come and go where it was like, this isn't going to work. But the group that you guys have got going now has been really great.
No, I was very lucky. I feel like because I got on older, I was my full self. The only thing that's changed on me is I've gotten younger since I've had plastic surgery. I age backwards.
Yep.
But I feel like I came on like myself. It's the dysfunctional family I was meant to be in. So I feel it's my same personality. I don't think I've changed since kindergarten. I've always been outspoken, 50% delusional, 50% determined. And just, I think everybody's seen my personality be the same. I hold everybody accountable. I'm snarky. I move on. You know,
yeah.
I'm just as crazy as I've always been.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right now, who are you currently getting along with from the show and who are you not getting along with?
I think it's exactly how you're seeing the episodes who I normally get along with.
Yeah.
But, you know, Melissa, Jackie, I mean, I'm very close to Dolores. I think people don't realize that. It's not that I'm not getting along with anybody. It's like, who's annoying me at the moment?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. Right. Yeah. That's really what it is. I mean, Jennifer, I always feel like she's like a bratty little sister. She's annoyed me through the you know, the season. Teresa, you know, I always hold her accountable. I hold everybody accountable, mm-hmm. including my own husband. I fought with him on this season. Mm-hmm. Whoever annoys me, I yell at them and then I move on. But other people are more grudge holders than I am.
Right.
Right. Yeah, we want to talk about a few of the things that have happened in this past season. Now, you may have your own, like with Jen, you have your own issues with her right now we're seeing on the show. But then we also see Jackie and Teresa have their problems, and you're kind of like a bystander in that. How do you control being a bystander in a scenario like that? Because I feel like it's easy to get wrapped up into things. It's easy to take somebody's side. How do you stay sort of neutral?
I had a point of view. Mm. I did think Teresa should apologize to Jackie, whether she heard the rumor or not. I felt like if you hurt somebody, it's very easy just to apologize to the injured party. So I gave my opinion to Teresa and I wanted Jackie to move on. So I always give my opinion,
yeah, no
matter who it is, be it my good friend, be it whatever it is. And then I felt like it was dragged on much too long. It is hard. I think some of the girls give their views based on loyalty or who they're good friends with. I give my views of how I feel about the situation.
Right and wrong. You just base it off like
what's... I don't care who it is. It doesn't mean I have to be vicious about it, but some people just don't want to hear it.
Right, right. And when you guys sat down for dinner at Dolores's house down the shore, and you guys were having this conversation and Teresa and Jackie are still going at it, and that's when Jen brought up that Joe, your Joe, had also said at Guy's Night that he had heard rumors about Evan. Now, in the moment, you were not at Guy's Night. You did not know what they were talking about. But, of course, you know, they played this clip over of Joe saying it. How now, obviously watching it back, what's been going on? Because, you know, at dinner, Joe said, hey, I didn't say that. But they, you know, kept going back to that clip of him alluding to the situation.
Yeah, of course. Well, Teresa brought it up. And yes. Then Jen got in the middle and going, he did.
Yeah.
It was repeated incorrectly what he said at Guy's Night. And I think Joe just didn't want to hurt Jackie any further. He said he heard it in my house. He has 9 or 10 women in his house talking nonstop. I do have a staff, which is true. And he did hear it in our house because I came home from that party. And I repeated it to my staff what had occurred that night.
Yeah.
We also filmed the blow up of, you know, the girls at my house, Teresa and Jackie. I filmed telling my mother at the house. So it was the buzz in my home. Mm-hmm. They said he heard it in town. The guy doesn't go anywhere. He's not here. He's not at the gym. It's obvious the guy doesn't have a gym body. He's like Super Mario. So the story was repeated incorrectly. So when I said to Joe, did you or did you not hear it in town? I was so frustrated because I know he didn't hear it in town. So of course he's going to be like, I didn't hear it in town. Because he doesn't want Jackie hurt more or anything like that. So I'm not apologizing to Jen. I think she said it to try and like validate Teresa because she's so up her ass.
Right, right. Speaking of
not helping her.
Yeah. So. Speaking of up the ass, what did you think of Teresa giving all the ladies the vibrators and the comment to Jackie of, you know, why don't you just basically shove it?
I thought the vibrators were beautiful vibrators. Yeah. They said that the Dolce & Gabbana vibrators, the packaging was stunning. They were beautiful.
A plus
of the vibrators. I thought what she said to Jackie was not necessary. It was mean. She came out hot. You know, she was very upset. And I thought that wasn't necessary. That was like nasty just to start out with. And I thought Jackie, you know, didn't come back at her. And that could have dropped it there. But it was just like we're pushing her and pushing her the whole night. And I felt sorry for her.
Yeah, I feel like it's one of those things where in like Teresa's point of view, you feel like, okay, they have this little back and forth going. They're not getting along. But in her head, she's probably like, I'm going to say this as a joke. But everybody else around knows that she means it in a snarky way because they had been fighting.
Yes, exactly. And it was not nice. You know, I was like, oh, we're not going to get through another meal. I'm going to miss, you know, another delicious food. And that's going to be it. Yeah. My night's going to be ruined.
Right. How was being in the Jersey Shore, you know, because this season was filmed differently, obviously, with the pandemic going on in quarantine. How was filming like for you?
You know what? Everybody took amazing precautions. We were tested numerous times a week. We were very lucky. Filming in the pandemic was not as rough for the Jersey girls because we film a lot outside. We have homes. our crew was very safe. We were one of the franchises that were very blessed that none of us got COVID. So it wasn't as bad as it was for everybody else.
Yeah, definitely. Well, that's good.
We're very lucky.
Yeah, it's nice watching.
Great to see.
And watching, it's nice because, of course, a bunch of reality shows have come back. And it's hard to kind of give the same fun, light, enjoyable content for the viewer when there is clearly heavy things also going on. So it's like everyone did a really good job of being like, this still feels like the Jersey Housewives in a normal year, where it's not like this is the Jersey Housewives in a pandemic year. It's like, no, you guys are still having fun. You're still doing your thing. Everybody's still screaming at the table and getting intense. What did you think of Jen kind of throwing your story about you and your boss kind of back in your face? Like when, you know, Jen was very drunk at the party and it can become a conversation. And she sort of threw that back at you when you had shared that with the other women in confidence and like an intimate moment.
Yeah, I think it was a very vulnerable moment. Yeah. I think it was a different time. I think that's a very horrible thing to do to somebody. Also, it's victim shaming, slut shaming. And it was, and she compares it to a moment of her 40-year-old self that was a self-induced drunken moment. So that really upset me, irked me. It's not women empowerment. And that's why women don't come forward about sexual harassment and sexual victimization in the workplace. So I think it was a very poor choice of her doing something like that. And it was very disappointing. But am I shocked? No.
Yeah. It's hard because that is exactly what I think most women's fear is, right? Is to share that story and then to have other people be like, oh, so you tried to sleep your way to the top. Like that's
And then she proceeded, as I saw, to say that I slept my way to the top.
That's terrible, because I feel like the way that you explained it to the woman is like a power dynamic thing. You're put into that situation and it's your boss, and it's a shame that she, to your face almost, or probably when you were talking about it, you know, acted like, you know, she understood what you were saying and what you were going through, but it almost feels like
and then behind your back
and is saying something else and then throws it right in your face when there's a heat of the moment little argument.
I don't take anybody's vulnerable moment and use it against them or weaponize it against them, but that's just the type of person I am. Listen, did I throw a nasty dig at her afterwards? Absolutely. But you know, it came from a different place. And I just feel it's not very nice, empowering. And that's why women don't come forward for people like that.
Yeah. Where are you guys at now? Did she apologize for that? Or are you guys still in this?
You know what? You guys will have to watch the rest of the episode. Yeah. If anybody's seen Twitter, for some reason, she's doubling down. So.
Oh, good.
Oh, goodness. See, this is the thing. Twitter gets everybody in trouble. Yeah. Twitter gets everybody in trouble.
Go ahead. I'm so sorry.
No, go for it. Go for it.
So I try and live tweet the episodes, but for some reason, my social nuances or my humor gets lost on metaphors and analogies don't land well on Jersey.
Yeah, the analogies have never landed well, and it's hard on Twitter as well. You're limited amount of characters, and you can't say as much, I feel like, but it definitely does stir everything up.
I'm looking at the tweets right now.
Yeah,
Jen tweeted, and this was on March 31st. And you're slutty, and everyone knows it. Don't start none, won't be none. Wow.
Oh my god.
And
goodness.
Then you wrote, this is what a victim shaming looks like, and women stay silent. We can all say nasty things about the episode, but this is an all-time low, especially with this current climate at Bravo TV. I'm ashamed.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, that is a wild tweet, I feel like, from her.
That is a wild tweet.
Yeah.
Listen, I commented when she said I slept my way to the top. I said, I might be at the top, but you only slept your way to Paramus.
I think if a shot comes at you, and this is how I live my life, which may be wrong, but if someone takes a dirty shot at you, it's kind of like, they always say
humor.
Eye for an eye is not, you know, it makes the whole world blind.
Yeah.
But
There's humor in that response. Yeah. Like I grew up in New Jersey, so I know what you're talking about, and I understood it's like it was a shot at you, and you kind of came back with a shot, but with a laugh. Like that is, you know, when you say like, oh, she slept her way to the top. There's not really anything funny about that. There's no joke there.
There's no joke. And she said that on the episode, I slept my way to the top. So I said, at least I'm on the top. You slept your way to Paramus. Meaning like I would have made my fucking way to Park Avenue. Excuse my language.
Yeah. No, it's okay.
We talk like this on the show all the time. It's okay.
I would have made my way, you know, I would have slept my way to Park Avenue. But it's like meaning you haven't come as far in life. It's not like it's the most prestigious address in New Jersey.
Yeah.
I wasn't saying she was like nothing remotely like that. But I mean, sometimes the metaphor is missed.
Yes, yeah. And you didn't take a personal story of hers that she shared with the group, and it was a hard time in her life, and throw it back at her, which is exactly what your situation was.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's my point. And I would never do that to anybody. I would do that.
Well, from watching the episodes too, you know, I think we've seen a lot of these moments in seasons past of, you know, Joe Gorga, Teresa moments, their family dynamic. How, as someone who is there and is sitting at the table and is watching this all go down, what is going through your mind in these times when, you know, Joe Gorga is punching the table and screaming about their family? Like it must be incredibly uncomfortable to be there in those moments.
I think Teresa was in shock herself. Yeah. I mean, she didn't say one word.
Yeah.
And Joe's emotions were so heightened. I think no one was like, we don't want to go back here.
Yeah.
This isn't like where we ever want to go back. And I was like, we were all freaked out. I think everybody, he was having so upset. And I think Melissa to see her husband so upset. That's when the cheese plate flipped and everybody was having an attack because he was just really hurt. I think he was just very, very hurt.
Yeah.
But that, like, as before, years ago, it wouldn't blow over so quickly. That blew over very quickly. So
right.
We're grateful for that.
Right. It does seem like they have gotten a lot better at, like, let's kiss and make up. Like, it's these moments. And you see, like, it was laughing watching Melissa, like, take these cubes of cheese and putting them, like, back on the platter, trying to clean up trying to clean up the situation. You know, the husbands on this show are, they have these moments that are so incredible. Like, I really would love a husband's, the men of the show, right? Because I would like for Frank Catania to be included as well, to have their, like, own show. I really think that they all deserve it.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. They would have a great spinoff. The guys are fun. They don't carry on. They make jokes. Yeah. They're not insensitive. They're not going to have a big blowout. The Jersey husbands are the best. Across franchises, we have the best husbands.
Yeah, I think so too.
Here's what I think, though. I think a spinoff is a bad idea because then we'll see too much of them. And then it all of a sudden becomes like they're not like these great husbands anymore.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, I'm sure they are, but like getting them in doses makes it even better, in my opinion.
And then they might get cocky.
And then you gotta, you know, you guys are on top.
Can't have too many stars. Yeah, that's true. That's exactly.
If we get the real husbands of Bravo.
What are your thoughts on Frank and, you know, the David relationship and how Dolores kind of handles all that? Because watching it is very funny, and that has been some of my favorite parts of this season are the clips of, like, Frank when he was living in their house and David's taking care of him. Like, it's very interesting dynamic.
I think they have a great relationship. Frank and David have a great relationship.
Yeah.
I think Dolores has managed to have it very adult and civil. It's impressive. I think it's a testament to who Dolores is that they both respect her so much.
Yeah.
Truthfully.
Yeah, definitely.
And that they both care about. I mean, Frank and David are totally two different people.
Oh, for sure. At least from what we watch, you know, too, especially on the show. So
going back to the moment where Joe Gorga obviously blew up and that's all on camera. How often do things pop off camera? Like, how often are you hanging out with these people and then there's a big blowout fight and it's not being filmed?
It happens. I know it's shocking, but it does happen. Everything is not for camera.
It's not so shocking because I come from an Italian family from Long Island. So, like, I'm used to things, people just blowing up at random moments, and then everyone just carries on about their day. But seeing it on camera, you're like, oh, okay, this is, they're playing up. But
it happens. And I've seen it happen, and it's not shocking. I've seen it happen, and then we move on. So it happens, and I've witnessed it.
Yeah. Well, that's I'm not surprised at all. Well, I hope everyone is super excited for your book. I know we are. And I want to say, because I'm also, the back photos are fantastic. How is Marge Sr. doing, and what, is, and does she live with you?
No, Marge Sr. lives down the street.
Down the street, okay.
In an apartment building down the street, a beautiful dormant building, next door to Lexi, who works, you know, with me, who's on the show with me. They live next door to each other. But she's doing great. Marge Sr. is a superstar. She's fabulous.
That's awesome.
Love to hear it.
I know. These photos of you guys are just so great on the back.
Oh, this is awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Amazing, amazing green dress, by the way.
Oh,
that's
so
a
much.
Stunning dress.
Thanks.
Love it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, we also want, I know the book is coming out on April 13th, but you also have, you're also a fellow podcaster. You podcast as well. Yeah. You know, your podcast is the same name as your book. What got you into the podcast game?
You know, I thought there was so many great podcasts about, you know, Bravo and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? I would love to do a podcast about entrepreneurs, disruptors in their industry, anybody who has a dream and made it successful, and people who really inspire other people, because I feel that's very interesting. I always say I'm not from the Lucky Sperm Club, and I'd love to interview people who make their dreams come true. So I said that would be a great way to have Caviar Dreams Tuna Fish Budget. So we have everybody on there, from Brian Kelly to Nadine Macaluso, who was married to the Wolf of Wall Street. We have, you know, from every place in the world, you know, and Bravo celebrities who've started businesses. So it's been really fun, very interesting. I think very inspiring, especially during COVID. I mean, people, the way they pivoted and to come out the other side. So I really enjoyed doing it. It's a lot of fun. It's super informational, educational, and just fun. And you know what? It's real life advice. It's not like, oh, write a business plan. I did this, call this banker. We give like real advice to like what people want, the nitty gritty, and what it really is like to start a business and be successful, and the pain and the suffering and the great times and the good times.
That's awesome, because I bet the people listening, they get inspired by it. They feel confident in their ideas, and they can learn from people like you and other people who have built their businesses from the bottom to the top.
Yep.
Yes. Definitely. That's why we did it. Because you know what? I'm not CNBC.
Yeah.
I'm not CNBC.
Yes, but it's a fresh spin. It's a fun way to learn and relate to you. And Margaret, thank you so much for coming and talking to us. Like I said, Caviar Dreams, Tuna Fish Budget. Her book is available April 13th. And Real Housewives of New Jersey is airing Wednesdays, 9:00. This new episode will, when this airs, it'll be tonight. So this episode's coming out. New episode coming out. What can you tell us about how the rest of this, not the rest of the season, because we only kind of just started, but
a little
how
tease.
things are going to go.
It's, you know what? I think everybody's really going to like it. More drama to come.
That's drama. A good thing for the TV show.
More drama to come. Thanks so much for having me on. I loved it.
Thank you
so much for joining us. It was great meeting you.
Great meeting you
guys.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, everyone, that wraps up today's episode of Chicks in the Office. We're going to miss you guys so much while we're on our break, but we will be back better than ever. We hope you guys enjoy the week. Enjoy your weekend. We're going to miss you guys. We love you so much. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for allowing us to take this break.
Beautiful.
And understanding that we may need a little bit of a break.
Yeah.
Thank you for being understanding, and we'll be back better than ever. Love you guys. Miss you. I don't want to say goodbye, you know?
Yeah, you're really dragging out this goodbye.
I don't want to say goodbye. Goodbye.
It's not a goodbye, it's a see you later.
We'll end it on that.
Meet me in the hallway. Meet me in the hallway.
some more. Is there any more to do? Just let me know, I'll be at the door, at the door. Oh,
nothing else will.